Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radio. And I am here with the zombie crew.
Walking Dead.
Up first we have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
Also with us we have Drew, the Frustrated Fury Leechman.
Nah.
See, that was even a half-assed nah.
Nah, say. Speaking of which, The Walking Dead starts tonight.
Well, I'm happy for you.
I'm very happy.
Also, because I can't watch it, so I'm depressed, but, you know.
I can get that for you.
Yeah, I'm aware. Also with this...
I got a guy.
Sells it out back of the convenience store. You want some candy? Also with us, we have John W.
Hello.
You're the one that's not a zombie yet. You gotta give me a zombie intro, whatever.
I'm feeling crap.
Oh, that's right. You're sick. So everybody's tired and you're sick.
Yeah.
And finally we have Mr. Futon.
Yeah, this is for ear, Kara.
I'll get you a towel.
You probably should have put like a disclaimer on that.
Holy crap. I'm going to have nightmares.
That's right.
Well, we all live in nightmares, Jason. We all live in nightmares.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of nightmares, are you ready to do your fondling?
Yep.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. To start off, on the PlayStation 3, I played a little bit of White Knight Chronicles. Didn't really get very far in it to really say anything new about the game, but it's a nice role-playing game for those who enjoyed the battle system, the quasi-MMO battle system of Final Fantasy XII.
Just out of curiosity, why has it got to be the White Knight Chronicles?
Uh-oh. I don't know.
Stone Cold said so.
Yes. That's why.
That's a gallon of weak sauce.
Yep. Another game that I played this week, I played a little bit of Dark Souls. I'm contemplating rolling a new character. That's kind of like the thing that most players do is like, oh, I suck. I'm gonna roll a new character, you know.
And then they roll a new character, and they're like, God, I still suck.
Yep.
I'm thinking about doing some kind of a magic user who can, like, attack from a distance.
Yeah.
So, that should be pretty cool. I'll be doing that sometime this week. But in terms of the game itself, Dark Souls, it's a masterpiece, but it's so demanding of the player in a way that most games aren't, that I think probably about 99% of most mainstream gamers will never know the brilliance of this game. There's so many layers to it. Like, the multiplayer stuff alone is like, it's insane. You can join factions. The factions that you join, actually they're called covenants. You join these covenants, and whatever covenant you join, it actually changes a lot of the gameplay. And there's like several different covenants. So it can like really change the dynamic of the game. There's like usually a multiplayer element assigned to each covenant. It's pretty deep, man. Like there's this one that's like has to do with like being the guardian of the forest. I heard about this from when I was on the on a special guest on a different podcast. But there's this forest where if you're a part of the covenant that protects this forest, whenever someone invades your game and they just so happily invade the forest, it automatically teleports you to the forest and you have to kill them.
He's using the trees.
The trees. But yeah, that's just one little part of that game that just makes it, you know, so out of the box and so deep, you know. So
and so unavailable to be played by people with jobs, lives, and wives.
Pretty much.
I know I'm depressed about it.
Another game that I played this week, I played the demo for the XBLA game, Real Steel.
Rock'em Robots.
Yep,
what
Rock'em Sock'em
Robots. What the hell were you thinking?
You mean Missed Opportunity? Come on, that is the perfect game for Kinect. Think about
You're it. You're right. It would have been the perfect game for Kinect. Probably a lot better than Fruit Ninja. Even though Fruit Ninja still looked funny in that video. Mr. Futter. Yep. Real Steel is, it's not as bad as I was expecting. I was expecting something that was totally useless. It was actually pretty decent for what it was, which is essentially Rock'em Sock'em Robots in video game form. Both me and my wife played two-player, and we had a good time with it for, you know, about 15-20 minutes or so. It's pretty decent. On a side note, I will say the movie, loved it. I loved the
really?
Movie. Yeah, it's really good. It's not too like, oh my god, it's the best movie ever. It's not like that. It's just, it really reminds me of like one of those, you know, feel good 80s movies. Kind of cheesy, but at the same time, surprisingly, a lot of the people in the movie theater were actually clapping and rooting for the robots whenever the main one was kicking some butt. And it was a good movie, but the video game is all right. It's decent. I don't know if I'd ever, you know, spend $10 for it. I think I got all that I would want to get out of it, out of the demo. It's pretty cool. Another demo that I played is the really cool, awesome tower defense / action adventure game, Orcs Must Die. And I must say that this game is really enjoyable if you enjoy tower defense games, and you like your whimsical fantasy type of setting, along with some crazy and zangy off the wall dialogue that the characters talk. It's fun. I really like it. I know Zero Tolerance has played it past few weeks. I finally got around to playing it the other day, and I really enjoyed myself. I thought it was really cool. Like I said, I just have the demo, but I thought it was really fun how you could set the traps, like all the traps up, and then you can, you know, let the orcs in and just see them getting all massacred. And then on top of that, if the orcs get close to where you're trying to not let them go, you can pull out melee weapon and start hacking them up, or you can pull out your crossbow and shoot them from far away and run around the environment. It was a good time. I really enjoyed Orcs Must Die. It's a really good game. And another demo that I played on XBOA is a fantastic, super, super fantastic classic. A classic that not too many people played unless you owned a Sega Saturn back in the mid-90s. And that is the Guardian Heroes HD Remix.
Such a good game, the original one.
Dude, this was my first time playing Guardian Heroes.
Oh, and, for shame.
And I have to say, it's an instant classic. I can see where a lot of people say it is the best side-scrolling beat-em-up game ever made. I can see that easily. Quite frankly, side-scrolling beat-em-up games from late 80s and during the 90s, you know, you play them nowadays, and they just suck, you know? It's just like, what was I thinking, you know? The only cool part about this game was the fact that you could play with other people, you know, because the game on its own wasn't that good. But Guardian Heroes is a fantastic game. This game was developed by Treasure, which is, you know, usually into shooting games like Ikaruga and the recent Radiant Silver Gun.
Not really recent.
Well,
that was a Saturn game, too.
Yeah, the recent remake, HD remake. But this game, it uses, you know, the old school hand drawn sprites, really, really heavily animated, which is awesome. Games don't look like this anymore. Games aren't made like this anymore, unfortunately. And then you see a game like this, Guardian Heroes, full of absolute charm. It almost feels like an anime that you're actually like playing. Like one of those mid-90s or early 90s animes, you know, that's kind of zingy, you know, it's kind of whimsical. It reminds me of that. And it's just so fun, so much fun. It reminds me kind of like a really cool version of the Dungeons and Dragons arcade game. It's really cool. I'll tell you this much. I definitely have to get the full version. It's no question at all. This game is
a big game too, right? I mean, there's how many different playable characters?
It's like
something like, I don't know, 20, 25, something like that. Different playable characters. And then there's also an online arena mode where you can, like, each person through Xbox Live picks a character. And I think it's, like, up to 12 players at the same time.
Wow.
So you can have this crazy, insane fight that makes, like, anything from, like, Super Smash Brothers, like, just pill in comparison. Yeah, it's definitely the full package. And if I'm not mistaken...
that was my nickname in high school.
What's that?
The full package.
Nice.
Was that because you're fat?
Oh! Wow.
Ass!
Wow.
What a way to...
I'll get my coat. Jackass. Sorry.
But,
liar.
Needless to say, Guardian Heroes is definitely worth the buy. I mean, I would pay $20 for it. No problem.
Hopefully my review will be up this week. I've kind of slacked off on that one.
Oh,
I've been busy.
It's not like you've been playing anything else.
Oh no, not at all.
Let me see here. I played a couple DS games, including a new one. I actually played a little bit of Dragon Quest IX, just a while, just some level grinding, didn't really get any further than where I am in the game, which is roughly about two-thirds through the game. So that's that. And the last game I played is a new one. What's kind of interesting on a side note is that there have been 4 DS games that have come out in the past month that I want. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, 3DS has been out for many months now, since like April. And I mean, it's the fall season, and there's 4 regular DS games that I want to get. It's a Dragon Quest Monsters Joker 2, Alien Infestation, made by the guys at Way Forward, and the Kirby Mass Attack, which I heard is fantastic. But the one that I did pick up, and I picked it up because it's got, you know, limited edition packaging. It comes with a music CD, and it's a Atlas game. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's a Exceed game. Sorry about that. But it's a game called, I don't know if any of you have even heard of this game. It's called Sola Torobo.
Yes. I saw it in the news posts, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's called Sola Torobo, and then it's got a subtitle called The Red Hunter. Yeah. Okay, if you can imagine the role-playing and mecha gameplay of a role-playing game mixed with characters out of Star Fox, not the actual characters from Star Fox, but similar characters, you know, anthropomorphic humanoid animal creatures.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah. And if you can imagine that concept, but in the world of something that looks similar to the Hayao Miyazaki movie Laputa Castle in the Sky.
Oh, that's one of my... No, I've never seen that.
If you can imagine a game that's like that, that's what this game is. And I will say this. This game come out right in the middle of the fall season. The 3DS has been out for several months. I mean, yeah, several months. And this is kind of like essentially the quiet little game that probably could have been the greatest DS game ever made, especially if this was published by Nintendo themselves. If this was published by Nintendo themselves, everybody would know about it. And everybody would agree this is one of the best action-adventure role-playing games that have ever been made for a portable system. The first thing I noticed, great music, fantastic music. Reminds me of mid-90s role-playing game back when Square Enix or Squaresoft was actually, you know, putting out really awesome games. It reminds me of that immediately. Next thing that I've that hit me was the graphics. Full spectrum of color. Incredible looking. Looks like an anime. Some of the best presentation I've ever seen in a DS game. Lots of really cool effects, like when you're traversing terrain, there'll be stuff happening in the background and in the foreground, like gears and pistons moving. Like in the first area, you're actually on an airship. You're trying to steal a treasure from this giant airship, and there's like gears and pistons and stuff, and it's real, the graphics are really freaking busy in this game. They put a lot of work into the, what's going on in the environment. And it's just like, wow, really? Holy crap, this is a DS game. I kind of had to keep reminding myself of that because it just seemed like the production value of this game just seemed so high. And of course the main character is kind of like this, is basically a, you know, a humanoid dog character. named Red. And he's kind of a treasure hunter, an adventurer, and it's kind of a role-playing game because you actually level up and it increases your health. But at the same time, the battle system is real-time, and you fight in a mech that essentially its attack is you grab the enemy and you just slam them to the ground. It's a throw attack. I'm not totally for sure if you get any more attacks or whatnot throughout the game or if they become more powerful, but you get a throw attack and then you can actually like throw a character while in midair, then press jump plus attack and you do a combo within the attack. And, it's pretty satisfying. And you run around in this. The mech suit's not that big. It's probably maybe double the size of the main character itself. It's got these big arms and for grabbing characters. And it's just really fun. And then you can go into towns and in the towns you can actually, obtain quests, like side quests, like run here, run there and like get this item and talk to this person. A little bit of busy work, but then the actual main game is like really, really awesome. And this game just kind of came out of nowhere. I've seen I've done YouTube searches on this game, and all the YouTube searches are basically unboxing videos where you just watch somebody unboxing the game, which is kind of the crazy weird trend nowadays. Yeah, and then there's also trailers for the game where you actually see gameplay and stuff like that in it, and it looked really awesome. You know, it looked really awesome. So I picked it up and I knew it was going to be at least pretty good, but I was not prepared for how good this game is. I mean, it's one of the best DS games ever made, and it's a silent release. It's a limited release. I know at least the limited edition version of it. I've heard like GameStop's maybe getting 2 or 3 copies, and that's it. So it's going to be. I think I got a feeling it's going to be one of those collectible games down the road that people will, you know, word of mouth. This game is really awesome, and they try to find it and end up having to pay $80 for it on eBay or something ridiculous like that. But that concludes my fondling, and yeah, it's a fantastic title. Every bit worth the money.
And your future fondling?
More Solo to Robo, more Dark Souls, hopefully the full version of Guardian Heroes, and that's probably about it.
All right, so I'll move on to Mr. Frustrated Fury.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. What the hell did I play? Oh, yeah. I played a lot of Rusty Hearts, the free-to-play MMO/brawler on the PC. Did a video review of it, hopefully... I did my final rendering of it that I'll ever have to do. I have seen that video a million times by now. But, yeah, Rusty Hearts, it's a pretty fun game. I think everybody out there should try it if they can run it on their PC, which if I can run it on my PC, then pretty much anybody can. I think it's very action-y, and it's fast-paced, and it has co-op, and all this is free.
Do you know if it's compatible with Mac?
It is not.
It's not
compatible with Mac.
Oh,
you will need to boot camp if you want to play it.
You see, this is what you get.
But I boot camp all the time.
Yeah, well, I don't have to boot nothing except for my computer to play games.
And how often do you play PC games?
Hey, I'm just saying.
But yeah, Rusty Hearts is actually a really good game. I mean, it's actually really fun. You don't have to pay anything pretty much everything that is for, you know, for you to purchase is basically cosmetic stuff. So nobody actually gets an advantage over anybody because they spend money. There's also PvP play. It's kind of weird, very arcadey feeling, because you've got two characters who really don't, who are so used to dumb AI characters getting beat up, except these characters are actually running around trying to hit you back, kind of thing. So it ends up almost like a Super Smash Brothers kind of feel to it. But it's actually really fun. I can't suggest it enough. My review should go live sometime this week, maybe. But, play a lot of Rusty Hearts. Play some more Demon Souls, Dark Souls. And I officially rage quitted that game 2 days ago. I was down in the depths, and there's these little frog creatures that die in about 2 hits. They're not hard to kill. They don't attack you. All they do is spray this, like, powder stuff out into the air. If you stay in that powder stuff longer than about 4 seconds, you become cursed. When you get cursed, you automatically die. You start back at your bonfire, your last bonfire that you were at. But now, that curse is still on you, and you have half health. The only way to remove the curse is by buying an item at a vendor that's a good 45 minutes away from where you are, or going back to a guy and he can remove the curse and he's about an hour away from where you are. The problem is, the curse stacks. So while I was trying to get out of the depths, I got cursed again. So now I'm at 1/4 health and I'm back at the bonfire. And there's absolutely nothing I can do about it except turn off my Xbox. So that's what I did.
Holy crap.
That thing, they say that thing will stack 3 times. You can be at a sliver of health and do nothing about it, except you have to go back and get healed.
Wow.
That's fun. I'm like you, Gambus, just because of that, I may roll a new character. That's right. Because that game is so fucking unforgiving, I would rather start the game over and replay the same 20 hours I just did than try and trek back through that bullshit with 1/4 health. That's how bad that is. So,
you know, I'm gonna say this, and it might come off as being cheap, but, well, not cheap as in no money, but cheap as in cheating. Watch as many YouTube videos as you can. If you get stuck, game facts, if you want to know a lot about the game, the strategy guide. Because this game, in a way, it's like I said last week, it's kind of like screw you, the game.
Yeah.
So, in a way, I think it's because it's so, I mean, if you want the full blown experience where everything is self discovery, and essentially, in order to do this, you have to be single and without a job. Because if you're not single and if you do have a job, then I will say there's no shame in looking up as many hints and crazy things that you can do as possible. Because this game wants to screw you at every turn, so I say, if you got a life, and you want to play more than just this game for this year, then screw the game back, and have fun with it. Because I think it's a fun game on its fundamental gameplay level. It's an absolute blast. So, there you go.
I totally agree. And anybody out there who actually wants to enjoy this game, I really do suggest using a wiki. I mean, hell, I used a wiki and I was reviewing the game because there's so many things in that game that you can do that the game does not tell you you can do it.
So, yeah.
You know, like, I didn't even know you could jump. You want to hear that? 20 hours into that game, I found out you could actually jump.
Well, then you missed that ring at the beginning.
I missed that ring at the beginning.
There's a ring.
You don't know how to play the game.
No, there's a ring at the beginning if you jump over, like right after you leave the undead burg.
Uh-huh.
If you jump over to that bridge, there's a ring back there on a dead guy.
Yeah, see, I was almost 19 hours in before I actually got my first ring. See, that's the thing. That game, during the tutorial, did not even tell me that you could actually jump.
Maybe you should leave a note.
See, that's another thing. You can't just leave a note. You got to go buy the note stone from a vendor. And I totally missed those vendors. I went through the entire part of the Undead Burg not knowing that there were vendors there. So for the first 15 hours of the game, I did not have a bow of any kind. I didn't have any type of range attack whatsoever. I was all just melee with a mace. I couldn't buy any firebombs. I couldn't do anything. All because that game just, you know, won't tell you shit. So, you know, I mean, I think this game is for me probably about 3 years ago. Because, yeah, I mean, I do work. I am single. I have a lot of time on my hands. But I have stuff that, instead of me losing 2 hours of gameplay because I sat there and played for 2 hours but died a bunch of times and lost all my souls and I have absolutely nothing to show for it, I have better things to do with my time than that. You know? So...
Hello?
Telephone.
It's for you!
Oh, man. Is it the Dark Souls?
The Dark Souls calling you. How dare you say you want to play me?
Let me talk to you, motherfucker.
Oh,
why do you want to kill me?
Yeah.
Your character's cursed again. Raw.
Sorry about that.
If I get cursed, oh man. Yeah, see, I'm gonna have to restart that game now because just thinking about. Oh yeah, I'm 1/4 health, and I'm still in this gigantic dungeon, and I can get cursed yet again if I'm trying to make it out of there.
Mm.
That just pisses me the fuck off. So, yeah, Dark Souls, I do want to play it, I do want to beat it, but it's going to take a very long time. Very long time. Alright, I played a good amount of different fighting games. I played Super Street Fighter 4. No, I actually got to play it before.
Yeah, I didn't.
I attempted to play it with Mike last night, but I don't know why we can't play.
I have one word. Capcom.
Yeah, it's telling Mike that he can't join my game because he doesn't have the downloadable content or the required downloadable content. Yet he is. I set the game for Super Street Fighter 4 instead of Arcade Edition. And he's updated everything. He has all compatibility packs. Yet Capcom still says, nope, you can't join him. So, maybe Capcom finally decided to actually break the dildo off in our ass and say, only AC players can play, or Arcade Edition players can play with Arcade Edition players, and only Super Street Fighter 4 players can play with each other. And if they did do that, I really need to go talk to somebody at Capcom.
Well, I mean,
in Inafune, I know why he left.
Because they told him he couldn't put everything he wanted into Mega Man Legends 3, that they would need to release 2 more editions.
Yeah. And then he said, well, you know what? Fuck Street Fighter.
I'm going to go make a crappy iPhone game. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't start that. He's got to start small first. But anyway, so yeah. But I did play Street Fighter 4 a little bit. I did play Mortal Kombat with Mike last night. Had a blast there.
That was a lot of fun.
If anybody wants to go watch it, well, you can go watch it on our stream channel because they recorded all of it. And I also played a little Versus with Ken and Blaze Blue. Is it Continuum Shift?
Continuum Shift.
Yeah, Continuum Shift. I don't know what the hell to do in that game.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah, you beat me 3 times.
I know, but I still didn't know what I was doing.
It was a while for us playing MK too. Like there, like I still know Johnny's moves and Scorpion, but there were a lot of characters where we're like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, I never forget Cabal because I played the crap ton out of him. Everybody, once you've played Scorpion, you don't even know how to, you could never play Mortal Kombat in your life, and you pick Scorpion in this new game. And you can be a fucking pro at him. I don't know why every friggin' move combos into every other move.
He's Ed Boon's favorite character.
Of course he is. I just... I don't know. But, I mean, I was doing pretty good with... It was surprising me who I was doing pretty good with. I was doing pretty good with Jade. But anyway.
Yeah.
Apart from that... Trying to imagine. Oh yeah, I played Sideway New York. It's a new PSN game. It's like a side-scrolling platformer. It's got a very unique art style. Everything is basically like graffiti on the side of a wall. So if you get to the end of the wall, you actually cross over the corner onto the next wall. And everything's kind of like gravity-based. So if you jump over the corner of the roof, you're actually on the roof now, and you can walk around the roof. It's very unique, and I think it has a lot going for it, but there are a lot of downfalls of that game, mainly because the controls are really floaty. The biggest problem I have with the game is the fact that there's checkpoints in the game. Every time you reach a certain point, it'll save it, and then you can keep going. There's probably maybe 4 to 5 checkpoints in each level, because some of the levels will last you a long time. And so there's certain puzzles where you have to pull blocks and you get around and stuff like that and make a path for yourself. Well, what happened was I basically blocked myself in on accident. And I was like, crap. So I figured, I pause the game, and it says, you can reload from your last checkpoint. I was like, cool. So I started my checkpoint back up. I noticed that there is no loading in between restarting the checkpoint. It's basically, you die, and then you go back to that checkpoint. They don't change anything about the level. So when I reloaded from that checkpoint, the blocks were still the same from where I just left them. So I'm still boxed in. So I had to restart that whole level again. That shouldn't happen in a game in 2011. And I kind of quit. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that level again. Because there's another problem with that game, is the music. This game is a walking advertisement for Skull Candy headsets. It even says it on the freaking, like, the main logo on the screen. And you see Skull Candy, like, everywhere, posted up everywhere. And the music is made by a Skull Candy artist. I can't remember what his name is. I think it's Tick. T-I-K, something like that.
Spoon!
It's something weird. And it's... The bad thing is it's the exact same 3 songs throughout the entire level. There's one song that's nothing but... Boom, 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 boom. And there's one song that's all it is this guy going... Oh, everybody! That's it.
Wait. Is this a special artist? Perhaps one that has Tourette's?
It could be. That would explain a lot.
Piss out my ass.
Shit. Piss out. Love that episode, man.
Okay.
See, Drew, you're missing out. You have not seen the South Park Tourette's episode. Nor, I'm guessing, have you seen the Tourette's. Or the South Park Asperger's.
It's been a very long time since I watched South Park. I haven't watched the last, like, what? 2 or 3 seasons.
Are these hamburgers? Yeah, I think it had Asperger's.
I think Sideways, it's a decent game. I really like the art style. I like the way it looks. And, it, you know, in some parts you can see where it's kind of brilliant. You know, there's... because it's all about like the physics based of where the gravity is pulling you whenever you, like, you're on the roof, but the gravity's pulling you down to the right. You're on the side of the wall. Sometimes you're even on, like, different small little, like, billboards and stuff like that. And it's really cool. They got unique boss fights that you can do. The first boss fight kind of pissed me off because it doesn't tell you exactly what you need to do until you die about four times. And then finally something pops up saying, hey, dumbass, do this. So, it's only $10. That's the thing about it. You know, most of these new downloadable games, kind of like arcade games and stuff like that, it's usually $15. And plus, if you have PlayStation Plus, it's only $7.99. Yeah, I guess. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm still contemplating that review. I don't think it's a bad game by any means. I just think there's a lot of shortcomings. I played Grim Grimoire, the PlayStation 2 game that it was released on the PS3 as the PlayStation 2 classics. I don't know what they call them. The game's a real-time strategy game. And if you know me, I hate real-time strategy games. but I will have to say, this is possibly the first real-time strategy game that actually works on console. Never once have I been constrained due to the controls. It's very unique. It's made by Vanillaware. It's got that really cool art style. They have an art style that I've never seen before. Like, if you play a Vanillaware game, you know that's a Vanillaware game just by the art style. And it is really nice. The voice acting is decent. I mean, yeah, there's a couple of bubbly characters that you have to deal with, but I mean, for the most part, it's actually really good. And probably about 2-3 hours in, it's a very long game, and it's basically real-time strategy where you're using different magic to summon different creatures. And it's a very deep game. I haven't really got much into it yet, but yeah, I'm going to be doing that for review as well. I'm still not a fan of RTSs. You know, this is not going to change my mind, but you know, I can still see for what the game is and how good it is, because that game is actually pretty good. And that is about it. Yeah, watch Mike a lot playing all sorts of games while at work last night.
And I really appreciate it, helping to keep me awake, man.
Well, you're keeping me awake, because hell, I was dying at work. So, you know, which I will have to say, watching Mike play Rage, I really want to play that game now.
Even if he didn't know how to play it.
Well, here's 29 wing sticks. Why isn't he using them?
Yeah.
Fail!
Even I was like, man, I saw the wing sticks in action. Those things are instant kills. Throw one, man.
Well, then Ken's like, hey, throw a grenade. Oh, that was awesome. I hope it's in one of the videos. There was blood and giblets everywhere.
I'm wondering if live stream actually lets you make clips.
I don't know, but they're... Yeah, I mean, but it saves all the videos.
Yeah, it should. Then you should be able to, like, as the administrator or whatever for your channel, you can click on those saves and then actually make clips out of it, I think. That's what Justin TV does and Ustream.
I will explore it, because I think that little giblet clip from Rage is worth it.
There you go. But yeah, that's it. As far as future stuff goes, do I want to start back up Dark Souls? Yeah, I guess I will until Tuesday. I'll play some more Grim Grimoire, play a little bit more Sideway for a review, have that review wrote tomorrow, or today. After Tuesday, there's nothing else I'm going to be playing.
Oh, dude, don't say that.
I mean, it's the truth. Ken, don't send me anything for review, because I'm not going to touch it. Because Batman Arkham City comes out, and that's all I'm going to be playing.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in Jason. He wasn't on his future.
So sad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just there's so many things coming out.
Yeah, but this is at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Is it at the top?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I will later.
It has broken records, dude. It is now the most critically acclaimed game for a superhero title ever.
It's almost the most critically acclaimed.
Beating out only Arkham Asylum, right?
Well, it's almost the most critically acclaimed game of the year.
Until Call of Duty comes out.
No, that won't. I don't
think so. This has bigger mass appeal, I think.
This thing is
Are you kidding me? You really think that the bigger mass appeal? You think that Batman could possibly outsell?
No.
Well, wait a minute. We're talking about two different things. There's critically acclaimed.
Uh huh.
And there's outsold.
Call of Duty will outsell everything. Period.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not
Activision, and they like to give money to big reviewers and say, "Hey, 100s, give us 100s."
No, they do not.
Oh, they
hundreds
don't.
For hundreds. I'll give you hundreds for hundreds.
You're so full of shit.
Damn, that's got to be my new catchphrase.
Really, you're giving up Money Hat?
And now I'll still say Money Hat. I'll put that in. I'll make that a tag, and then just say 100 for hundreds, Money Hat.
sounds like you're gonna have like a rap show.
I might do it.
Jude Leachman, hundreds for hundreds, Money Hat.
That's an album right there, man.
Alright, so I will move on to John then. Which, by the way, Arkham City on the PS3 has a Metascore of 97.5.
Holy butt shnikes.
Why is that different to the Xbox?
The Xbox is because it's got more reviews. It's got 18, it's 94.4.
Oh, that's not to be sniffed out, let's face it.
No.
Yeah, and IGN only gave it a 95, those bastards.
Oh, only?
No, people were actually bitching about it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Man, seriously, I just want to kick these people in the fucking face.
As of right now, Batman is 0.10 behind Portal 2 as the best rated game of the year.
Really? Well,
the best rated game of all time is, I think it's Grand Theft Auto.
No, it's Legend of Zelda.
What, the Ocarina of Time?
Yes.
On the 3DS?
No.
No, the original 64 release.
Yes, the 64 release has a Metascore of 97.4.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a reason why so many people think it's the best Zelda game. And are wrong.
Actually, the top three games are all Nintendo games. Which I don't agree with numbers 2 and 3.
What are 2 and 3?
Mario Galaxy 1 and 2.
Oh.
I don't know about that. Mario Galaxy was great, but 2 was the exact same freaking game.
Yeah.
In fact, here's a little tidbit for you. And yes, I will say it. We didn't buy Mario Galaxy 2. We pirated Mario Galaxy 2. And in the actual script for the game, if you open it up, it says Super Mario Galaxy 1.5.
Huh.
I'm not kidding.
Interesting.
There you go.
Explains a lot.
Yeah. By the way, I know I've said this before, but I'm saying it again. Ocarina of Time, not the best Zelda game. The end.
Oh, you crap banging on about that every week.
Well, it's because Link to the Past is a better game.
I'm not disagreeing. It's just.
I agree with you, but I'm not going to get into that conversation. I'm going to move on to John's fondling.
Hell, why not? I'll get out of the way of the FIFA that we played. Me and Mike did try. For about 2 hours to do our Versus video, which involved a lot of waiting around and listening to Mike swear, essentially.
I'm a soccer hooligan.
Yeah. That didn't work so well, unfortunately. We got, what, maybe 2 or 3 minutes of a game in?
No, we got at least a full half in. The problem wasn't recording and the audio. The problem was we were trying to stream it at the same time, and it crushed the computer that I was doing it on.
Yeah, and then your computer crashed, and then we just called it a day at that point.
Yeah. So we will revisit it, and we will not be streaming it at the same time.
No, we will do it in the privacy of our own homes without the world watching. So I played a bit of that.
Unintended.
Another game I played, and I'm not really sure what to make of it, to be fair, NBA Jam on Fire.
Boom shakalaka.
I don't
think he gets it.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's
Do you know who basketball. Sarah Palin is?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
You get that, but you don't get NBA Jam. My God.
Well, no. Isn't she in NBA Jam? Isn't she one of the politicians?
I don't know. I can't kind of wrap my head around it. I understand it's basketball, but obviously there's only two players on a team, and it's all very funny looking with the big bobbly heads. I can't. It's not very clear about how you play the game. The in-game instructions tell you to do all of this stuff, but you're seeing the other players run at you, and they're pulling these massive tricks off. And there's no instruction to tell you how to do that. And so you kind of get frustrated. And I was getting to a point where I was scoring a few hoops, you know, shooting some hoops, if that's what you call it. I don't know. no idea. But every time I did, they would just straight away score again. Because I don't know, I didn't really like it that much. I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe it's a basketball thing. Maybe it's because it's not a very good game. I don't know.
Well, it's not that it's not a very good game. I can promise you that it's very good.
Oh, okay. So it's me and my.
I just don't think it's like it's basketball. One of those games that you appreciate more if you played it back in the day in the arcades.
Yeah, Super NES. Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough. So I'll play some of that. I might go back and try it again. I probably won't.
I have to mention this because I saw it on the PSN. There's an ad for it on the PSN, like in the background, and it says for the PS Plus people because you can get it cheaper. It says you can get more boom for less shakalaka, and I was like, that just made me laugh.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, it's a freaking. It's like a tagline. The announcer guy says.
The announcer guy's great.
The steel. No,
yeah, like they got a bit annoying, to be fair.
Oh my God, that's the best part of that game.
It was like being trapped in a room with two Americans. It was pretty grim.
Oh my God, that's it. Wow. I am pulling out. You think I've been on you about your British accent? Will you just wait?
Fee for Sutherland.
Fee for Sutherland. That's right.
Were you thinking Fee for Sutherland? You do.
Oh wait, you missed it last night. What time was that, Drew? Was that like 3 o'clock in the morning?
That was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just out of curiosity, Drew, did you Peyton people Sutherland?
I have had backup on this, fellow English person. It is how we say it, so fuck off.
Yeah, it's how you say it, and it's wrong.
Yeah,
so
the Americans don't know how to talk.
Yeah, Drew, we don't know how to talk. What's on going?
You guys call Z Zed. They're not called Zedbees.
Well, to be fair, Jay-Z would sound pretty pathetic, really. It does sound better as Jay-Z, but, you know.
So I'm like, Drew was in the chat room last night. I'm like, all right, what should I play? I'm like, I think I'm either going to play Skylanders or I'm going to play FIFA. He's like, all right, we'll just put FIFA in. And I said, or we should call it the real name, FIFA, like John says. You know, FIFA Sutherland.
It's FIFA. FIFA.
FIFA.
FIFA.
FIFA.
FIFA.
Oh, fuck off.
Wait, are you stuck? That's not good. You're a great audience. What a wonderful audience.
The fuck?
Timmy.
I think he's getting slap happy. You probably should just move on, John.
I'll try. I've also played Forza 4 this week, and it's a racing game.
What exactly did you expect it to be? Like a fighting game? What the shit, John?
To be fair, I didn't want to buy it. It was kind of. That just sounds really weird. I'm not. I like my racing games more sort of Burnout Paradise. Dirt 3 was fantastic. I really love that. But it was light on the technical side. Forza is a little bit more technical, although still an arcade racer. It's more based in simulation. But I had Rage. I completed Rage. And I was a bit disappointed with how short that was. But it's better to be really good for that length of time than to overstay your welcome. That's one thing I'll say about Rage. It was a brilliant game. But I wanted to trade in for Batman. The game store in the UK won't trade in, won't give you much money for trading for Rage, but if I traded Rage in for Forza, I got Forza for a fiver. Then I trade Forza in for Batman, I get that for a fiver, so I get Batman for a ten. So it's all the whole convoluted fucking why do I bother thing.
You should be a stockbroker.
I know. It's a good, buy, sell, sell, buy.
Occupy so, GameStop.
But I thought, well, I'm not gonna give it back to them pre-owned or sealed, because no one game, those fuckers will sell it as new. So I thought, well, I'll break it open, play it, redeem the code that's inside, because it's kind of the law, you have to. And yeah, it's alright. I mean, it's not a game that I'll play a lot of, obviously, because I'm going to trade it in on Friday, but I've played about sort of 4 or 5 hours of it, and it's pretty, and the Top Gear stuff is really good. They do this thing called Auto Vista mode, where you, as you play the game, you unlock cars that you can have a like a 360 look around the car, and little information pops up about the engine or the tires or the manufacturer. And once you've gone around the car, you get in it, you can start the engine up, and then you select one of the icons, and Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear will give his usual dry British humour view of the car, and that's really well done. So that's really good. And I say it looks fantastic, and it's got great assists, very much like Dirt 3 did it. It does welcome all comers, whether you're new to the genre or, you know, a pro. But then there's things like the liveries, the paint stuff that you can do. That just confused the fuck out of me. I mean, I know there are people that are really good at it, but I wouldn't... You know, as well just give me a spray can and a fucking bit of wood with something cut, cardboard or something cut out of it, because that's about as good as I'm going to get. But that's alright, yeah, it plays nice, but it's not my type of thing. I think that's about it, really. It's just those four games. But Rage, definitely. I know some people have, on Twitter, have been sort of asking, how is it? Is it worth it? Without a shadow of a doubt, it is an absolutely brilliant game. I was just kind of gutted when it finished, because I wanted to go on for maybe an hour or two more. But
you could have done some more side missions.
Yeah. I mean, I could have gone through it, but it's really odd, because you spend so much time in... Well, not so much time in the first area. Then you spend a huge amount of time in the second area. And then in the... at that point, you then ask you to stick in disc 2. And I was like 8 hours in. I thought, oh, that's all right, another 8 hours or so. And then area 3, that's it. And it doesn't kind of give you a warning up until the point of the last mission. I thought to myself, I think this is it. I think this is the last mission. And that last mission isn't very long. And so I was, at that point, I was done. And I thought, aw. But, anyway, sign of a good game. Wanted a bit more.
Did you do all the races? Did you do any of the side missions? Or?
Yeah, I've done some of the side missions, some of the job board jobs, and some of the races. I mean, the good thing about, you don't have to do all the races, because you can get those certificates from the jobs with the bar owners, because, you know, they give you money as well as the racing certificates. But I know you kind of have to talk to everyone. There were probably 20 or so missions I didn't do from not talking to everyone, but I really did think I had more time. So, but it's still a wonderful game, and definitely worth people getting, especially since I've got a feeling that game's probably going to be on the sales shelves in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. Because I don't know if it sold very well, but it's got that feel to it that it might have been overlooked, so you might be able to pick it up for a steal, give it a week or two. That's it. That's all I played this week.
What are you playing this week?
Fucking Batman.
Wow!
Shit.
Batman, bang, done. Well, I've got to wait till Friday. But that's... I might play a few bits and pieces beforehand, but I don't give a shit. Batman, that's it.
Alright, so Mr. Futter, you get to start, and we're already an hour in.
Okay. Then I'm going to fly. So I was in San Francisco on Monday, and I got my hands on GoldenEye Reloaded for the 360 and PS3. I didn't really know what to expect when I went in. I mean, obviously, the original GoldenEye is a fantastic game. It was a fantastic game for its time. But you can read my impressions on the site. I was really impressed with it. The most important thing that I came away with was, if you thought split screen gaming is dead, this game says no. And it was a lot of fun playing on the couch with a bunch of people on, you know, the size TV that we play on now. Split screen is actually viable. For review, I played Once Upon a Monster. You know, that review should be going up sometime this week. And I was very impressed with it. One of the best uses of the Kinect, actually, in my opinion, the best use of Kinect so far. I also played another Kinect game that's embargoed until Tuesday. For review, I also started Might and Magic 6 and Skylanders, which I did about 40 minutes of kind of a demo on the stream last night. That video is still up at livestream.com/ZTGD, so you can check that out. It's actually a really, really cool game and some neat tech. And then yesterday, I also played as part of Extra Life, FIFA, some Gears 3, Mortal Kombat with Drew, as we talked about. Played a bunch of Rage on the stream, and then Drew sat there and watched me play Pinball FX 2 for a while. I played some of the Marvel tables and the new Sorcerer's Lair table. Next week, I'm going to, you know, get back to Might and Magic 6 for review, Skylanders for review. I know that by the end of the week I'll have a nice little package from Ken coming with a couple of 3DS games and a Wii game. But yeah, more Rage, and then, well, Batman. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't yet read the GoldenEye impressions and you are someone who enjoyed the original game and likes James Bond, you really should go read the impressions, because otherwise this game's going to fly under your radar. It comes out in between Battlefield and Modern Warfare and on the same day as Uncharted 3. It's freaking ballsy.
I think, no, it's not ballsy, it's Activision being Activision. I think they are really going to affect the sales of that game for sure, to the point where the developers will... It's not fair on them, all the hard work they put in.
Yeah, and it's a real shame. The other thing about the game, and this kind of went back and forth, and I think it has finally been confirmed as such, the only way to get paintball mode, it is absolutely exclusive, is to pre-order it at GameStop. Anybody who played GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64 knows that paintball mode is the shit. I mean,
that's not fair. You could, yes, I know we live in a world of exclusive this, that, from this store or that store, but when you're talking about modes of a game that can't be gained anywhere else, you are not getting the full game, and that's not fair.
Yeah, originally what happened was, we had talked about this a little bit, and Dan Emmerich, he's one of Swords on Twitter, he's the Activision blogger, nice guy, yeah. Really like him, said, I'm not sure that it's a full-on exclusive, I think it might just be an early unlock. And a couple of sites, you know, kind of had cocked their head at the whole thing to begin with, but it was confirmed. It is actually a full-on pre-order exclusive.
Not fair.
Which is, you know, for that mode in particular, that is so... characteristic of the original game, it just feels cheap, and I hate that.
I just think it's a bad move on Activision's part.
Just to give you an idea, though, when we all sat down to play it on Monday, that was the first thing everybody did, was turn paintball mode on.
It's good for GameStop, I guess.
I guess, but anyway, so that's me.
All right. Well, let's see how fast I can go through this. On my PS,
you played one game, didn't you?
I played a few. On my PS3, I am reviewing Ratchet and Clank All for One.
Sweet.
I would like to be reviewing it more, but the online pass is not active yet.
Oh.
So I can't.
Well
even,
done for an online game.
Yeah, and I can't even play the most important aspect of that game, which is the 4-player mode.
Derp.
So, but other than that, it's good. I played through some single player. It's pretty fun. Very arcadey version of Ratchet so far. I am enjoying it. I just want to try the 4-player mode. On the 360, I finished up a couple games for review. Obviously, Spider-Man. Ugh.
oh, wow. By the way, I just want to point out that your tweet when you first pop that game in, I'm like, all right, this is good. You're like, man, that intro was awesome. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, that intro was the highlight. So, there you go. Also, Dead Rising. Talked a lot about that last week. If you haven't played Dead Rising 2 yet, this is the version to get, for sure.
Well done, Capcom. Another solid...
Oh, wait a minute, though.
Double release.
Yet Chuck Green in this, though.
Yeah, it's just Frank.
Just Frank.
Yeah.
Chuck Green's not the second player, though, isn't he?
No, it's another Frank, I'm pretty sure. Or no, maybe it is a Chuck Green.
No, I'm sure it's a Chuck... when you do co-op, it's Chuck Green with... But,
right,
but
my point is that Chuck had his own story, from what I understand.
Yeah, this is a different
story.
This
is his own story as well. This is Frank's story, like a perspective... Is it like a perspective of him, or like the first one didn't exist, or something odd?
It's basically the... I have to go back to my review to read my notes, but it's like an alternate timeline.
So it's not like a Game of the Year edition with added content.
No,
it's literally just Frank. So you don't even get the Chuck Green story. So if you wanted to play the whole Dead Rising 2 experience with both characters and both stories, you would actually still have to buy both games.
Yes.
And we wouldn't know which one was canon.
Exactly. That's the thing. Which one's canon? I actually kind of followed the Dead Rising lore because I actually liked the series. But
Capcom
this is fucking stupid. Now, here's my question. Did they just remove Chuck out of the cutscenes and just throw Frank in?
No.
Or did they actually change the cutscenes?
They actually changed them.
Okay. At least they didn't just fucking just do that.
No, it's a whole new experience with Frank.
Okay. All right. So wait a minute. So Frank's blamed for letting the zombies loose?
No, there's an alternate version of that in the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's an alternate version of that, and there's even a couple added psychopaths.
Okay, all right. Anything interesting?
There's a cameo if you follow the stories.
Okay.
From the first game. So.
That sounds cool.
So, damn, I mean, it's fan service.
Why are you making me buy this? I'm a fan of Dead Rising. That's
then you should buy this, because the sandbox mode alone is worth it.
God damn it.
And for $40, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I'll wait for it to go down one more time.
Or wait for them to bring out the next version, which has got
which is going to have both
daughter as the protagonist, and the universe is going to explode because Capcom are fucking about with it so much. Fuck's sake!
Play as Isabella in this one.
Oh, stop! Dead Rising 2 versus Dead Rising 2. Fate of one world.
Oh.
God.
Anyway,
notice a pattern.
Also played Blaze Blue, like Drew mentioned earlier. Some verses. Smoke team with the booby lady.
Aren't they all booby ladies in that game?
No, her nickname is truthfully the booby lady.
Yeah.
How awesome. Okay, I need to play that game.
And also for review, I am playing The Cursed Crusade, because Drew told me not to send him anything else.
Yeah, I'm fine with that since after you talked about it.
I like the game. I do. But I do feel that it should have been called maybe The Glitch Crusade.
So sad. They've been working on this game for like 2 years, too.
It feels like
does it make you want to punch your fist?
No, not really. But I had the game lock up on me twice very early. I also skipped a cutscene because I'd already seen it, and my character was stuck in a wall.
Fuck you for skipping the cutscene.
So I couldn't continue.
You shall not pass.
The combat itself is pretty good. You'd have to compare it to a very slow beat 'em up, obviously, because you're walking around in giant armor. Like I told Drew, it kind of reminds me, and I don't want this to be misconstrued, it reminds me of Demon Souls, because you have a very weighty feel to you.
Yeah.
And the combat is more slow-paced and methodical. My issue with the combat, though, is the lock-on system seems to be ADD. It doesn't really know who it wants to lock onto.
Squirrel.
And half the time, I'm like swinging at the wall and all kinds of fun stuff. And
God damn, that just sucks. So let me ask you this: you played the first Templar.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's better?
Well, this one's much better than the first Templar.
Well, I mean, as far as story goes, I think this one may have an interesting story.
The story's pretty good if you can get past the like ridiculous voice acting for some of the characters. Like the Dens, the main guy. He's always so calm, and he has, like, this really cocky attitude, but then you've got your partner, the Spaniard, who's always making these really funny comments. Why do I see demons in these skeletons, man?
I like that.
Wait, that's not Spanish. That's Mexican.
Close enough.
Hey, man. What are we doing over here? But what is the skeleton doing?
It's funny because as bad as some of the dialogue is, I actually do like the two characters. I don't know why, but I do.
They play off each other pretty well, even in the demo.
Yeah, and I do like the upgrade system. Because what it is for every level you beat, you get a certain amount of victory points. And you use the victory points to purchase new combos. So, like, you have, like, this tree of combos. And every victory point you add to it adds another slash to the combo. And then when you finish out the combo, it actually adds a finishing move. For each
set. A happy ending, as it were.
Yeah, and you can do it for each type of weapon. You can do it because you can carry two blades, a blade and a mace, two maces, a spear and a shield, a two-handed sword, a sword and a shield, and each one of these has their own upgrade tree.
God, it's like a weapon old country buffet.
So it's
pretty cool. I mean, I like the, how you, if you just, you know, wail on a guy, eventually he'll finish up with like a devastating attack. So most of it's like stabbing him through the fucking head.
Yeah, and I do like the combat's satisfying because, like, when you hit a guy with armor, you just hear it clang, clang, clang until you break his guard. And I mean, it's got moments of really good stuff, and then you run into some of the weird glitches. And I actually paused the game at one point last night, and my dude was like stuck in the wall, looked like he was like pleasuring himself.
Snake, what are you doing in that locker?
So yeah, it's got some weird funny glitches, but I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's not priced bad. It's $40. It's long as shit.
That's what I hear.
I played for probably 3 hours so far, and I'm on chapter 2, mission 6. Most chapters have 10 missions, and there are 5 chapters. So you do the math.
You got another 10 hours that game.
Right? Oh, easy. So, it's not terrible, it's not fantastic, it just kind of is.
Damn it.
So,
damn it, I was so looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's only $40, which I imagine it'll drop.
Pretty quick.
Yeah,
like
so.
A stone.
It's definitely something you want to pick up next year if you enjoy the demo.
Okay.
And then, finally, I played this other game that some people might be looking forward to this week.
I hate you so much.
I played...
Is there an unlockable Christian Bale voiceover?
No.
Joker!
But that, in all honesty, is about the only thing that's not in this game. Not to spoil anything, Drew, but you asked me about a certain character the other day.
Uh-huh.
I saw him on the loading screen, I think.
Really?
So I haven't run into him yet in the game.
Sweet.
Even though I have finished the game. I finished the main story. As with any developer who tells you their game is 20 hours, that means you can usually spec 12 to 15. But I'm only 53% complete with the entire game.
Because it counts challenges, right?
Well, it's not just the challenges. There are 400 riddles and Riddler trophies.
Holy shit! 400?
That's a huge jump.
Well, that's just Batman.
Not because there are also separate Catwoman ones.
There are
right?
separate Catwoman trophies that if you try to pick up, the Riddler will make fun of you and be like, no, Dark Knight, those aren't for you. And they'll shock you.
Ooh.
What a bitch.
But what's tied to the Riddler trophies is the Riddler rooms that you've seen so much about. And in order to find out...
These are the Saw rooms, aren't
yes,
they?
Basically the Saw rooms. To find out where these people are, you get this machine called the Enigma machine, and you have to solve a riddle. And when you solve the riddle, he tells you where the victim is, if you have collected enough of his trophies. But if you have not, he will tell you, well, now, Dark Knight, you're trying to find a location when you haven't solved enough of my riddles. So, you do start the game with everything from the first game.
Oh, cool.
So
really?
You have all
the
of your,
infamous approach.
You have all of your gadgets right from the beginning, and they added a ton of new ones. And some of them are very, very cool.
Oh, God. You're making
me sad. You only got a few days to wait.
Yeah.
I've got a bat boner.
Nice.
Well, wait till you play it. I know a lot of people were concerned about the villains.
Yeah.
They do make since a lot of them are side quests. There are, if I pull back, I think there's like four main villains, and there's one that hasn't been shown. Actually, two that have not been shown.
And these are main villains.
They're mains.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
I'm surprised that some sites haven't, you know, purposely gone out of their way to spoil that.
Well, who would do such a thing?
You want me to name names? I won't.
If you literally get the final boss spoiled for you, it will ruin the game.
I better play this game right away. I gotta plow through my review stuff.
I will punch the fucker in the face that tells me who's the final boss is.
Yeah.
I'll slap them with my jimmy sack.
But there's a section in the game, a boss fight, that has not been shown or talked about at all, which I thought was brilliant. There's so much to this game. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin. The combat's been refined. The Catwoman missions are very, very cool.
Are they part of the main quest, kind of? You can't not do those?
They are. There are four of them total, and they kind of tell what was going on while Batman was doing something else.
Okay, cool.
So, you can also play as Catwoman in the challenge. The Riddler's Revenge is what the challenge rooms are called now. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of those that you actually unlock as you play through the game. Oh, there's just so much crap to do. Like I said, I'm 53% total completion, and I think I'm about 20 hours into it. So I'm trying to find, there's like two side missions that I haven't unlocked, and I'm trying to figure out how to unlock them now as I'm going back around the city after I've beaten it.
Oh, I mean, how open world is it? Because obviously there's a city. I take it it's all closed down very much in the same vein as Arkham Asylum.
Yes, there's limitations to where you can go, obviously.
It's just a bigger map, bigger environment.
Oh, dude, it's huge. And you get the sense of that when you start gliding around the city.
I can't wait to do the gliding and then falling, then gliding. Oh, it looks awesome.
Oh, it's a blast. And once you make sure you do the AR training, because you will get some upgrades for your gliding.
Still the AR training?
Yes, there's like these AR training things that you can go to, and you can fly through rings.
Oh man, Superman 64.
Yeah, but this actually is fun, and it actually gives you something.
Is the travel around the city, you know, if you were to compare it to Spider-Man 2, which had very, very good mobility stuff.
Oh man, I never had a problem moving around the city, even as Catwoman, which is a very different kind of way of moving around the city.
That's because cool. You got a nice fitting seat.
Well, yeah, you know. But no, the boss battles were excellent. The story is fantastic. And if you're a fan of Batman, I know a lot of people like the intro to the first game. Remember walking the Joker through the Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
The second game has a very similar opening. And don't let anybody ruin it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, but how hard is that going to bloody be, especially seeing as the UK, you don't get it till Friday?
We're not, I mean, just... So, I mean, I'm assuming that people who play, real gamers who play this, are going to marvel at it and be glad that it wasn't spoiled for them. If they turn around and then spoil it for other people, they're douchebags.
Yeah, but you know full well that Twitter is full of douchebags, and the internet is full of trolls.
Twitter does happen to be a sack of douchebags at times, but...
You might want
to
say...
our listeners, but there are idiots out there who will quite happily, on the, you know, flip of a coin... bust open some kind of big secret and you just happen to be scrolling past it, and it's like really annoying because
can you like set up a filter for your for your thing to like weed out words like Batman?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot going on here, and
I'll just have to stay off Twitter for a while and just keep really close eye on you know.
Or you could just read my fake Arkham City spoilers that I posted the other day.
Well, there's a couple of cool little references in there. There's a couple nods to Lost.
Huh.
Which you need to pay attention to conversations that certain characters have. And I would love to go and do like a video for you guys, but unfortunately flying around the city, the goons talking about what happened at the end of the game would kind of ruin that.
Ah.
So, yeah. And there's no, you know, multiple saves, so I couldn't save at different places to show you different things. So unfortunately, I don't think I'll be doing a video on this. There's just too much spoiler involved. But
do you? I know with the busy season, we've kind of stepped off of this for a while. Do you think this would be a good spoiler cast game?
Oh, extremely.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
best get cracking then.
Yep.
Yeah, you boys need to catch up.
Well, hang on. I said we could do one. We could do one for Gaze, but no, we're too busy for that.
Well, admittedly, you know, Gears, which did have a good story and a good finale, isn't Batman.
It's still a go.
All I can tell you is that when you see the final ending,
no way,
you will want to talk about it.
Ah, oh, fuck, I want to play this game now. Bitch!
Who's got Tourette's now? Who's got Tourette's now?
Oh.
You have Tourette's now?
I'll tell you, being as big of a Batman fan that I am, I was giddy through the whole game. There's so many little things that are going on in there. And there's one...
That's what she said.
There's one...
I was in thinking that.
I bet you were. There's one side mission that the game kind of tricks you into doing, and you will thank the game for tricking you into doing it.
Nice.
So...
That so, I can't wait till next week.
It's a beautiful game, and... Just by recollection, I can only remember two villains that you don't technically see.
You mean don't technically see, like you didn't see the Riddler in the first one?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, all right.
So
that are alluded to that play into the story but aren't actually
exactly. There's just so much that I want to talk about that I can't.
Well. Guess we're doing a spoiler cast.
So. Spoiler cast it is. Oh, just beat that.
Yes, right. That's what it's called.
That's for the technical term.
But that is it. This week, if Forza shows up, I will review it. Mainly for time constraints. It's not that I really want to play it, but in order to ship it to somebody, it would be way too late.
Yeah.
I would review it, but to be fair, I don't think I'm going to give it as... full of attention because I am not going to have it that long, so otherwise yeah. I'd go ahead and do it, but it's a lengthy game, and that's for sure. It's fucking huge because I had spent, as I say, about 3 or 4 hours on it, and I looked at my stats, it was like 3% done. The fuck?
Yeah, that's one of those games that I'm just going to have to fly through if I can, and I'm going to probably go back and do some more side missions in Batman and see what else shows up, because I'm not really sure. I mean, in all fairness, Battlefield could show up this week.
Yep.
So that's a possibility that I could be running into. So this time of year, you never can tell what's going to happen from week to week.
Yeah. The lulls are scarier than than knowing what you've got on plate.
Yeah, I was almost happy nothing really showed up last week except for Cursed Crusade and a couple of those Wii and 3DS games.
Yep.
Because I got to play Batman.
Sweet.
Now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news. And unfortunately, for some reason, the news guy's not here again. I don't know what's up with that.
I'm beginning to wonder if the news guy and Ryan aren't one and the same person.
Dude, there's no way.
No, are you sure? It just seems really odd.
We did have an event this week, surprisingly. New York Comic Con was up this week. Couple announcements out of that. The first is Street Fighter X Tekken is getting an early March release. There'll be a special edition. I was reading somewhere it comes with a bunch of what are they called? Like points or card or something. You get like 45 of them or something. I can't remember. I read the release. I can't remember.
Are they Pogs?
No, they're not Pogs. They're in-game items.
Fucking hell. Blast from the past. Who fucking knows what Pogs are anymore?
Yeah, really.
You do.
Well, yeah, that's only because I'm 36 or 37. I can't remember.
I'm almost 26 and I know what Pogs are.
Also out of Comic-Con, Activision has announced the next Spider-Man game.
Oh, yeah, strike while the iron's hot, why don't you?
Well, it's going to be a tie-in to the new movie. It's called The Amazing Spider-Man, and it's going to go back to free-roaming, thank God.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Oh.
Thank you, because the best Spider-Man games were Ultimate and Spider-Man 2.
Also announced from Activision is a movie tie-in game for Men in Black 3.
The search for more money.
NPDs hit this week, and even though Resistance 3 did chart, it must have been a poor month for sales because it only sold 180,000 copies.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, this kind of goes back to this conversation again. Quality versus... I mean, not that Resistance 3 was a bad game, but this whole shotgunning thing that Sony's been doing, we all thought that they were the kings after E3, and then Microsoft is like, no.
Oh, well. But
the big news is Dead Island, though.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Xbox Live accounts are being targeted. Unauthorized access and purchases on Xbox Live. They tried to tie it to FIFA, but both Microsoft and EA have confirmed that it's not limited to a FIFA problem. So
it's just that the people are stealing Microsoft points to buy Ultimate Team packs.
Anyway, Final Fantasy XIV subscriptions are coming soon. The PS3 version is a year away.
So who's going to care at that point?
Nobody cares now. Man.
Yeah. By the time there's a PS3 version, people are already going to be putting in their pre-orders for PS4.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
PS Vita launch title called Army Core of Hell has been announced. It's a Pikmin-like game. Looks kind of interesting. For those of you that didn't know, the debacle with Batman Arkham City is that the Catwoman content is locked out with the online pass. GameStop is combating this by offering people who buy it used at GameStop a free code to unlock Catwoman, so you won't have to pay the $10.
What debacle is that, sorry?
It's single-player content that's locked out because of an online pass.
Okay.
But there's no online in the game, so...
No.
Right?
No. There is leaderboards. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you buy the game new, you get the content. It is not on the disc. Nothing, nothing is on the disc. Even the skins are not on the disc.
I find that so interesting and actually so refreshing.
Well, I think it's because they wouldn't fit.
Yeah, there are like a bazillion costumes.
Well, there's
one with Batman in the Sinestro Corps.
Yeah, which is only on PS3, by the way. I have the Green Lantern Blu-ray, and that code is only for PS3.
Hell yeah, I got PS3 version.
So, well, if you want that skin, you can have it, because otherwise I'm just going to throw it away.
That's all right, well, I'll take it, because right. That's sweet.
Yeah, I want that skin, too, and I will buy it when it comes out, but that's, yeah, only on PS3 for that code. NPDs for September. I was shocked. Madden was the best-selling game.
That blew my mind, too.
Yeah.
With Gears of War coming in second, I do have the numbers for Gears. Gears sold 2 million before the NPD ended.
That's like a week, right?
Yeah, it actually sold 3 million by the end of that week, which that week ended after the NPDs were over. So it ended up selling 2 million during the NPDs, which Madden must have just destroyed that. Wow.
How?
Well, it's on everything, so that's a big factor.
PS2, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on PS2, PS3, 360. It's like everything.
Yeah.
Deus Ex Human Revolution's Missing Link DLC is out this week for $15.
That's a lot. Oh. That's a lot.
It is. It's pricey for single player content.
How much? I mean, how long is it going to be? It could be 5 hours long.
They talked 5 to 6 hours, I think, is what I heard.
$15 for five to 6 hours worth of gameplay? That sounds pretty damn good.
Well, I mean, again, but if you how expensive was Undead Nightmare when it came out?
$20.
$20.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
South Park is coming back to XBLA.
Yeah, I love this.
In a platformer called South Park. Tenorman's Revenge.
Scott Tenorman must die.
It's got Man Bear Pig in it. I can see
Man
that
Bear Pig.
From the screenshot.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Alright, so Scott Tenorman, you need to watch the Scott Tenorman Must Die episode.
Well, that's unlikely. I don't really like South Park anymore. So.
Wow.
That's an old school episode, though.
Yeah, it is old school.
Okay.
Infinity Blade is coming to a 46-inch arcade screen. Infinity Blade FX. So there you go. Grand Theft Auto 3 is being ported to iOS and Android for a 10-year anniversary, and it also includes they're releasing a limited edition Claude figure.
Now, we obviously posted a news story about this. I've heard since posting that it's only for 4S's and iPad 2s, but I don't know how true that is, because they're saying, oh, it can only run on those, but then if it's on Android, it can run on virtually on any piece of crap hardware, so I don't know how true that is. So,
yeah, who knows?
Worth bearing in mind.
The Xbox Dashboard Update Preview Pro signups were this week. If you haven't got in now, you're screwed. So you'll
just have to. I'm gonna get in.
I didn't even sign up after the last one where they were updating every 5 minutes. No, thank you.
The reason I updated was because I have FiOS. So if this is gonna give me early access to using my 360 as a cable box, that's sweet.
Yeah, well,
so is
all
that
the features,
what the update was this week?
Probably.
We got that, so.
Yeah, it's, you know what, good luck getting any of your features to work. That's why it's a preview program.
Yep.
Because the last preview program, we didn't get shit.
It's not going to be long before the
update. Oh, we got a free copy of Reach.
Well, that was, yeah, whatever. Sega is pumping out those classics, man. Daytona USA has been confirmed. Improved graphics and online multiplayer. I'm stoked for this. I love Daytona.
Okay.
What, you don't like Daytona?
No, I can't do it.
Okay. Whatever.
I like Daytona.
Burnout Crash is headed to the iOS. So
now there's a surprise.
Yeah, really.
It's good shit.
It is a perfect fit. That's why I didn't think as much of a surprise.
Yeah. Splosion Man developer Twisted Pixel was bought up by Microsoft this week. Let's hope they don't suffer the same fate as most developers bought by Microsoft.
Hey, where is Rare?
Fucking Avatar shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully that won't. They're a talented bunch of guys there, I'm sure. Microsoft will use them to their fullest potential.
I'm going to go back and play Perfect Dark Zero. That's what I'm going
to
do.
They just need to leave Twisted Pixel alone and let them make their games.
Yeah.
Just give them more money and advertising and be done with it.
Yes.
Oh, Uncharted 3, continuing the trend of including beta access for games, will include a Starhawk beta access. So there you
That's
go.
That's awesome.
Color me happy.
Hey, it has a transforming robot in it. I am down for that.
You're down like a clown, Charlie Brown.
Yes. Piss out my ass.
Sony can't catch a break with their PSN network. There was some accounts compromised in a mass login attempt. The story is really a lot dirtier sounding than it was. It was just people trying to use the logins from when they were hacked a couple months ago. That's really all it was.
Dumb as fuck.
And anyone who's got any sense will have already changed over the info, so...
Well, you had to. The only way you would be vulnerable is if you changed it back to your old password.
And who'd do that?
I can think of a few people.
me.
Hey,
guess what? There's nothing on there that can be compromised from me.
Drew, why you no work?
Because me no put stupid credit card on the internet so everybody can see it.
Caveman no like.
Yeah.
We talked about Fatal Frame on the Wii a couple months ago. It still exists, but that's about all you know right now.
Oh, is it still supposed to be coming?
Yeah, it's still supposed to be coming.
I played that game 2 years ago on the Wii.
So, whatever. Poor Valkyria Chronicles 2 sales means there will not be a third one coming out in the West. Sega does not plan to localize the game in English.
Maybe they pick a platform and stick to it.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that
Sega made a sequel to one of their best games that they've ever made on the PSP.
PSP.
The dying system and... the United States.
Those crazy Japanese, man.
They got no one to blame but themselves.
Those crazy Japanese. Oh, speaking of online passes, it was confirmed this week that Mass Effect 3 has multiplayer that can affect the single-player story outcome.
It's nice. Not multiplayer, though, is it?
It's four-player co-op.
It's co-op, which is which I'm down with. I'm down with co-op Mass Effect.
It fits it fine.
Yep.
No problem there.
There's
pauses
a...
the game whenever you go into your little menu. Hang on a second. I want to get my Biotic ready.
North America is getting a new Wii model with exclusive Super Mario Galaxy soundtrack and new Super Mario Brothers.
And exclusive no GameCube support.
Anyway. Farmville maker Zynga launches its own platform, Project Z. It's another one of those meetings they had where they took forever to come up with that name.
Yeah.
Let's see, we can't use Quickster. Wait, we can use Quickster?
You can now.
PlayStation Vita prices started showing up. Game prices started showing up cheaper to buy the games digitally. But the games are also retailing for $64.
That's pricey.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing about this. Bullshit. They're retailing at the same price in Japan as the PSP games. So if so when we all kind of blew up about this, like, oh my god, they're going to be $60 games, somebody made this like equation of you know, here's what it costs in yen, so this is what it's going to cost in American dollars. The problem is that they forgot to look at the PS3 game prices and the PSP game prices to realize that, oh, that's exactly what a PSP game retails for. I'm not saying they're not going up, but if they now knowing that, I would be shocked if they retail at 60.
Well, in Japan, brand new retail PSP games can go for almost $90.
Yeah, they charge differently in Japan.
Yeah,
even in like Australia, I hear Australia like sometimes it's $100 for a game if it's a high profile game.
Yeah, they're pricey in Australia.
Yeah,
it's like the old SNES days for.
It's because they're imported. They don't have nothing there. It's something to do with that anyway.
All right,
it's distribution. So.
We're in the age of HD remakes. And this might be the most interesting one I've seen to date.
I bet. Let's see.
Leisure Suit Larry.
No.
How can you
HD a fucking type adventure game?
An old Sierra game?
It's going to be remade with possible sequels being remastered, and Al Lowe is involved.
Wow.
You know,
all I know is what happens in the HD one when you walk outside still wearing a condom.
Anyway. Europe is getting another Wii bundle, which comes in blue with Mario and Sonic.
That's to do with the 2012 Olympics.
Oh, boy. Because Mario and Sonic will be at the 2012 Olympics in Europe.
No doubt.
I'm pretty sure they'll capitalize on a fucking new game.
Yeah, they're also at local malls for openings.
Hackers have taken apart Super Smash Brothers and put Waluigi in it. That's pretty interesting.
Okay.
iPhone 4S pre-orders racked up 1 million on day one. Apparently people just can't get enough. And Apple's laughing all the way to the bank. Hey, minor upgrades. Here you go.
Yes, that's the truth.
Oh,
every phone company does it. It's just Apple does it once a year.
Exactly. And everybody runs out and buys it. The difference is when they upgrade other phones, people just buy them when their phones run out.
Yeah, I've had my Android for almost a year and a half now, and I don't plan on buying another one for a while.
People get wrapped up in that whole, I don't have the newest iPhone.
While they go to their Starbucks and drink their stupid inexpensive coffee.
And write in public so people can see them writing.
Oh yeah, on their IMAX.
Yeah. And then they can't play Rusty Hearts. Right, Jason?
Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
You can't
play Rusty Hearts.
I'll be sitting there with my disheveled hair and really oily skin sitting there playing Rusty Hearts enjoying myself in my bottled water that I bought for 50 cents.
Netflix has dropped the Quickster DVD service. They'll be sticking to Netflix and keeping one website per user outcry, obviously.
But I was excited for Renegades.
That's what Love Film does over here. Just Love Film, and your packages change depending on whether you want Blu-rays and DVDs or Blu-rays, DVDs, and games. Simple way of doing it.
Well, they still haven't said if they're going to keep the game model yet or not. They did not have a comment on that.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They ain't got no clues.
We ain't found shit.
But that's it. That's it for the news this week.
I got one little bit of news.
Go ahead.
That Fall of Cybertron trailer. I don't know if you guys have seen that. I'm just doing my nerd thing, though. But if you have not seen it, it features one Autobot in robot mode and then transforming.
So okay.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you should.
I did.
Yeah, Dark Souls has been beaten an hour and 26 minutes.
That's news.
That is news.
That it? Dude, that's an event, man.
Alright, I'm headed over to the Twitter. And ShotCaller33 says, downloading the newest N4G podcast. You should be too.
Hell yeah.
Boomstick84 says, hi guys, love the show. Look forward to it every week. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
JStone800 says, so what system will Skyrim perform better on, PS3 or 360? I like the 360 controller slightly better, but will play it on PS3 if. It's hard to tell because the Oblivion had the advantage of being a year later, so it ran a little better on the PS3, but being developed at the same time, I don't know.
See, here's the thing about Bethesda. They do have problems with PS3 stuff.
Yep. Which means at launch, if they're both hitting the same time, you're probably going to get minor better performance on the 360. It won't be enough to matter.
I'm pretty sure this game's pretty damn polished, though.
Yeah.
It's still a Bethesda engine, which means it's very big and a lot can go wrong. It's just the nature of the beast.
It's very true. Hey. And I'm so sad that the Oblivion shuffle's not on it.
Amen, and on top of that, I'll say it this way. I think that just straight up, I think maybe the PS3 version might be slightly better. However, if you load the 360 onto the hard drive, then that might actually have the advantage.
You never can tell until these games come out, and then usually the differences are so minute, it doesn't even matter. Mookie's Groove says, have a great weekend to all of us.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Loot Horse wants to know if any of us have tried the new Hitman game. I don't think anybody has.
No.
Blood Money? Yeah, one time.
Not Blood Money. he says the gameplay looks sick. Huge fan of the games. Can't wait. It does look good, even though everybody's crying foul because they're kind of dumbing it down.
I was never a fan of the Hitman games.
You might like this one. They've kind of dumbed it down.
Yeah, I know.
I like it.
No, I'm right on the same boat.
They make game for you, finally.
I might be in the same boat as him.
Dude, Hitman is like...
It's frustrating.
Boring-ass Metal Gear.
Hitman is frustrating for me because I don't like repetition.
Yeah, that plus it's like almost like Splinter Cell. It's like Splinter Cell where you have to be methodical, and if you do one thing wrong, oh, it's game over.
So
dun.
Mookie's Groove has a question that I think everybody will answer all at once. If you were to pick one and buy the other next month,
Batman.
Arkham City or Ace Combat?
Oh, please.
Skyrim.
It's got to be Ace Combat.
Nothing against Ace Combat. It's a great game, but dude, you need to buy Batman.
See, he's not asking this question for real. He's asking this to give us
Bias.
A good...
Bias.
He's a PC gamer, so he has to wait a month for
Batman. But you can't even play Ace Combat.
Yeah, you can go ahead and play Ace Combat.
No, you can't. It's not on the PC.
It's not going to be on PC?
No.
They're releasing for PC.
It's Namco Bandai,
if you want to play, if you want to play a game like that, you got to get Microsoft Flight Simulator 2012.
Oh.
That next month. REMGS says, with Super Street Fighter 4 and MK Revived, what other fighting series would you like to see?
Killer Instinct!
Anyone remember or play much Eternal Champions? You fuck no, I did.
I've
played the hell out of that game. The Sega Genesis version was decent, but God, the Sega CD version is immaculate. I love that game.
Wasn't there a sequel?
Time Killers.
What?
Time Killers.
Can you let Drew talk, motherfucker?
Time Killers!
Wasn't there a sequel?
Eternal Champions on the Sega CD was the sequel. They were actually making one for the Saturn, and it got canceled.
Okay.
So I would like to see that game come back, because in my opinion, still some of the best fatalities ever.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching you play the game, and like each character had like a whole bunch of fatalities.
Like every stage had a fatality, too. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That game was... Oh, love that game. I would like to see that come back. And, of course, I have to put my vote in for Killer Instinct. But at this point, I think we're pretty much done with that.
Damn, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a game. I mean, I really, really hope that King of Fighters 13 is good. And if they can figure out that online, it will be good. Because I really like that series. You know what? A fighting game that I get shit for saying I like. The Ninja Turtles fighting game is actually pretty cool.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Smash Brothers ripoff or the old Super Nintendo one?
The old Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because the Smash Brothers ripoff was fucking terrible.
Yeah, no. An actual fighting game.
Okay.
I'm sorry, and I'll piss a lot of people off. Super Smash Brothers is not a fighting game.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm
yeah,
there
I don't
with
know
you on that.
How you classify Smash Brothers?
It's a party
right.
game.
It's a party yeah. game, yeah.
It's a good one.
It's fun, but it's
yeah,
not a fighting
say,
game.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here comes the hate. Anyway, Key134 says, I just want to say congrats to Mike on his live stream last night. Very impressed to see you were still going when I woke up.
You done well.
I was still going, too. He was like, you're still at work? I'm like, yeah.
He also says, as for the iTunes reviews, I wrote one like 2 years ago. I'm not letting the UK down.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend, but I'm only going back as far as I've been on the show.
And he says, also, yeah, Dark Souls is good. And Mookie's Groove wants me to say, everybody freeze!
It's chill, damn it.
He says freeze, too.
He does yep. say freeze, but...
He's like, hey, freeze!
Everybody chill!
Chill out.
Chill out.
Dickwad.
Oh. Jerkstore81 says, I'm sick of John Carmack ripping on the PS3 and 360 hardware limitations. He needs to shut up and fix the bugs with the PC version of Rage.
Yeah, you can't really slag off the console when the PC version doesn't work that well.
Snap.
Jaystone says, what system are you guys getting Skyrim on and why?
Neither.
Three City.
If I end up buying it, it'll be on 360.
Are you going to get that, Ken?
I don't know yet.
Oh, man.
I have not decided. That's another one of those games like Dark Souls that sit on my shelf till like the end of next year.
Do you trade it in?
I don't trade them in. If I buy games, I don't trade them in. I got Dark Souls sitting over there just calling me. It's calling me.
Have you still got Demon Souls?
I think so. I think it's still sitting over there.
Okay.
Shanghai 6 says he just finished Dark Souls.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
He says, does anybody else on the crew plan on taking the Chew on Tinfoil journey?
I've been taking it. And I think I bit off more than I can chew.
I want to. I just don't know.
I'm going to beat this game more than... Like, I want to beat it more than I did Demon's Souls. But, holy shit. I'm going to have to start it over, because I am not... It's going to take me 3 to 4 hours just to get myself healed back from freaking being cursed.
Now, that's a game that needs commitment.
Yeah, commitment no, I don't have.
Committed. Yeah.
Yes.
Although me and Mike have got plans for Demon's Souls, haven't we, dear?
Yes, we do. Yeah. After the rush,
we'll see.
We will share our pain.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
We'll go like...
Shit. Piss out my ass!
God, what have I started? GrayF34 says, I wish I wasn't working today, hoping the Packers keep their winning streak going today, which, buddy, it looks like you're good to go. They're 24-3 at halftime.
Jesus Christ, who they playing?
But he will technically know that when you hear you say that.
Yeah, well, they're playing the Rams, so.
The Rams.
Who are 0-4, so, yeah.
Hey, they're not quite as bad as Indy.
No, because they had a bye week.
I know.
Neo Spawn says, just finished up Eco, and that is one great experience. Looking forward to Shadow of the Colossus and Arkham City this week.
There you go.
There you are.
Sweet.
I need to pick up that collection.
You it's go good. Go right ahead. D-Hoof is my final tweet. He says, how are you all doing this lovely holiday season? Are you ready for November?
If I say yes, it will only be worse for me.
Can you be ready for November?
I can pretend to be ready for November.
Yeah.
It's only a month.
Yeah, it's only 30 days of hell, John.
Well, see, the only thing is, I don't really have anything on pre-order except for Skyrim.
Yeah, but you'll have plenty. Don't you worry.
Oh, I know. I wonder what obscure NIS titles will be coming out.
Are you telling me that you don't have Saints Row pre-ordered?
Oh, excuse me. I do have Saints Row pre-ordered.
Yeah, because everybody forgets about that game.
I don't.
I totally forgot. When's that coming out?
Although, I just want to get it.
15th. So, you have Uncharted, GoldenEye, Call of Duty, Saints Row, Skyrim, Zelda. Those are all in November.
Well, two of those I'm getting.
But just the amount of AAA games right there.
That's yeah.
Of course, I don't know if I put GoldenEye in the AAA, but
now,
still.
Now, wait a minute. Don't judge it until you play it.
I have played it. I played it on the Wii.
Now, yeah.
I liked it. I liked it. I just didn't like playing it with the Wii.
There you go.
Well, it's better with a controller. Having played with the sharpshooter, I can tell you it's better with a regular controller.
Well, yeah, I don't like motion gaming.
I don't either, and I don't think a lot of people do.
So, there you go. But that's all the tweets. So, John's got a review, so Drew can go check if we have reviews.
We have none.
Okay.
It's actually from... someone who tweeted is Boomstick 84. It's a 5-star review, of course. I've been listening to the podcast for a while now and keep meaning to leave a review. I can only say that N4G Radio is the best gaming podcast I've come across. Funny, informative, and honest. It's a podcast for gamers by gamers, and it shows. A quality show that actually makes me look forward to Mondays. Aside from the great discussion, honest reviews, the banter is hilarious, and all the guys all bring something to the show. Respect to John W. for keeping the British end up. That's what she said. And yeah. Obligatory, that's what she said, Jake. And for trying to explain the culinary wonder that is Toad in the Hole. Plus Drew's British get my taxes back impression made me laugh so hard I spat my morning coffee over the woman opposite me on the train. Awesome. keeping women wet, that's what we do.
Whoa. Well then.
Keep up great work, guys. All your hard work and dedication is hugely appreciated by all us gamers. From sunny London, pip-pip, cheerio, and give me that, me boy! Very much, it's an awesome review.
Pip-pip, yes, cheerio.
Cheerio, pip-pip, what?
Hey, American people, give me a review like that to read.
Shiny shoes, Governor.
Shiny shoes. Well, it took them, 4 weeks to get us a review from the UK, so, yeah. You know.
Absolutely, we really appreciate it because, I mean, am I the only British guy out here? That's what I kind of wanted to myself, so it is nice to hear from British listeners.
Oh, so there you go, son. There you go.
Yeah.
So I guess Gambus has his shout outs.
Yep. I give a shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast. Congratulations to Shanghai 6 for beating Dark Souls. That's quite an accomplishment.
To be fair, that's probably a wrong description. I would imagine Dark Souls beat him.
Probably many times.
I wonder how long it took him.
I don't know. He's been playing it nonstop. Like, every time I'm on Xbox Live, he's playing it. So.
That dude is obsessed.
Yeah, that's some dedication there. For sure, Oz.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer Podcast. Really good show.
Isn't that hosted by that guy? What's his name? What's that guy's name?
DJ Mitsuhara?
Jimmy Millennium?
No, that's... No.
No?
That's the wrong one, John. You got premature joke going on.
Oh!
Sorry. I don't know. I don't listen. I just switch off at the end.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, DJ Mizuhara hosts Red Sun Gamer. Well, he's one of the hosts. Yeah. It's really good show.
It is a very good show. I like those guys.
Yep. And the last shout out I'd like to give is a show that I was actually on this week. The episode hasn't been put out yet. It seems like whenever they record an episode, it's not out until like over a whole week later after the recording.
That's because you were on there, Gambus. I had to edit for filth.
Yep. And that's the All Gen Gamer podcast. It was a fun experience talking with, of course, Johnny Millennium.
That's the guy.
Yeah, Gamester 81, Jason Heine, and Pete Dore. It was
Heine.
Yep.
Oh, for God's sakes, every fucking week.
Yeah.
What? If anything, I'm reliable.
Yes, that's the word I would totally not use.
Fever.
Fever Thumberland.
Where is the soccer ball? Tell me where it is.
Did you guys see that tweet thing I did? Because I had this whole weird thing.
The six degrees or whatever.
Yeah, the 6 degrees. So, yeah, I was thinking John says FIFA really funny. He says it FIFA. Then I said FIFA Sutherland. Then all of a sudden, the Doors song that's played at the end of
The Lost Boys
comes on. I'm like, wait, FIFA Sutherland's on that.
FIFA Sutherland, you're a terrorist.
But yeah, I had a really good time recording the All Gen Gamer podcast, a group of great guys. The episode should be up sometime this week, maybe probably around Wednesday or Thursday. So I'll probably drop a Twitter message or a link or something, or just tell you guys whenever.
You don't go on Twitter.
I do sometimes.
It does. I see him sometimes.
Yeah, I usually.
What the hell?
About half of my tweets are like at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Me go Twitter.
He tweets and then like he lets people respond to him and then he never answers.
Yeah. Okay, Dub.
That is being a Twitter shitter.
You're a Twitter shitter.
You guys need to smell what I left behind.
Clever.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm looking forward to the show, Gampus.
Thank you.
Oh, is that it?
That is it.
All right. Well, I guess that's everything then, right?
Just another thank you to everybody who supported me in Extra Life.
Yeah, he used that money for drugs.
Yes, because it all goes directly to me, right into my teens.
Just shoot that shit up.
That's how he kept going all night.
Yeah. I'm in space. Hey, guess where I am? Guess where I am? I'm in space! Space. Wanna go to space.
Are you okay there?
I've had very little sleep.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Damn. All right, well, I guess that's it. So, Gambus, you can do...
Man, I'm going to have to participate in Extra Life.
Apparently.
Well, it is time for the closing of this week's episode. And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode. GavinCon.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. And your Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
Killed the dragon.